Blog Talk Radio.
All right. I don't know what to say, man. Things are going. This tax thing ain't really. Well, it is bad, but it ain't really a bad thing. I didn't spend all my got, not all of it, but I owe them $15,000 to do what they're doing to lower what I owe the IRS. And I started this in January of this year. These motherfuckers charging me $15,000 to do whatever they're going to do. And the reason I say whatever they're going to do is because these motherfuckers have not communicated with me worth a fuck, because I don't know what's going on with my taxes. And it ain't like I ain't been calling them. Excuse me. I've been calling them motherfuckers. This is no bullshit. 50 times. 50 to 60 times. And I get the same thing every time. This is Optima Tax. I'm not saying what I'm getting ready to say. I'm not saying I know for a fact. But these motherfuckers sound like they ripping me off. I'm telling you, $15,000 and some change, and I done already paid them $9,700 in 10 months. I don't know shit. And these just the tax people. Man, you know, but any motherfucking way, let me relax, you know, and you got to regroup. I'm excited. You heard me on the phone listening to that damn stupid ass. That jazz was good, but it just didn't do me nothing. So, we're going to kick it today. And I see you guys. You know, I'm getting a lot of people fucking with me on this great deal that I'm giving you. As far as until my birthday. Oh, shit. You guys got to hold on just one second. This damn. Hello? Yes, ma'am. And you know what? I am on a live stream right now. And I did not think you guys was going to call me back. Because you never called me back. And since January. You have never called me back. And now you caught me on this live stream. Now, if I can't get another call back, I'll keep talking to you and cancel this stream. So what should I do? It is important. This tax is important. It isn't. Is there any way you can call me back in like an hour and a half? I can. Okay, ma'am, do this, do that. Give me the number. I'll call you back, and we can go from there. But I am on a live stream, so these people are waiting for me. So can I get your number, please? Can I? When I call back, am I going to get to speak to you? All right, can I get the number, ma'am, please? Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Is there an extension? Okay. Okay, ma'am. Thank you. All right. Hey, you guys, I'm fucking sorry. Dude, just so you know, I'm fucked up for $170,000. So you know I ain't trying to play that. But, I mean, I'm going to pay whatever the fuck. But what I'm saying is these motherfuckers have said they could get it down to 10%. So you know I'm going to jump on that. And with all the shit going on in the company, it seems like that's the thing to do. But, man, motherfuckers, you got to be careful with anything you motherfuckers do, man. You know, that's why this bitch that just called, I told them motherfuckers I want a refund. Now, you see, you heard me. I told her this is the first time you motherfuckers ever called back in 10 months. I escalated. I told them I want a refund and I don't want to hear no bullshit. because I'll start a lawsuit. I ain't no badass motherfucker. But they know I make some money, so I do. Will spend it. They see I will. They ask me for 15 racks. All right, you motherfuckers. But they not doing their job. And if they are, they ain't telling me. So what good is it to me for them motherfuckers not to tell me shit? So listen. There's only like 3 days left for you to take advantage of this golden opportunity to get with my motherfucking course. I'm saying, I ain't answering that one. I'm saying, matter of fact, let me cut it off. Yeah. Now, what I'm saying, you guys doing like you always do. But don't get me wrong. This $500 for the course and Sidewalk University, which is usually $1,400. This sale is going good for me as far as money. And it's going good for the school as far as enrollment. But what I'm saying is there's so many of you motherfuckers that keep telling me, man, let's just, I'm going to do this. One dude did me at least 8 times. At least 8. Hello? How do I turn this off? Damn. Oh, wait. Whatever. Fuck it. Any motherfucker. This motherfucker called me 8 times to tell me he was going to send me this money. I told him the sixth time. I said, man, if you hit me again, I'm not going to even fucking sell you the shit. Because I don't like this bullshit where a motherfucker see something's going on, you know, and it's, don't get me wrong, $500 is a lot of money. And I fucking want it. But I would let be hanging on your every word because you saying you gonna buy it. I told that motherfucker, you hit me again without having bought this shit, I'm gonna remember your name, motherfucker, and I ain't selling it to you. Because I got a whole list of motherfuckers I ain't selling shit to. Man, well, to me, I'm valuable. And I ain't finna undermine my motherfucking self because some motherfucker want to make some kind of goddamn procrastination to me. Because that's all it is. Because I don't know how many of these motherfuckers I've sold, but I've been selling. So what I'm saying is shit. I don't have to listen to the procrastination. Motherfuckers gonna get my shit because motherfuckers really want it. They ain't gonna get it because I'm making them buy it. They gonna get it because they want it for $1,400. But to get it for $500, they ain't finna ask no questions. That's the motherfucker that really want it. They finna jump on it. Because that's a deal like a motherfucker. Well, what all comes with it? What am I to do? Man, fuck you. You ask the motherfuckers that call me, email me and ask me this shit. Man, this shit ain't for you. I'm not selling it to you, no way. I need hella money. You just heard me talking to the tax people. I need hella motherfucking money. So, you know, turning down $2,000, some motherfucker wanted my whole library. And I'm glad I started out this way because it's full of shit. He sent me some money, and I wanted to show him that, you know, my shit is real, son. Not only am I giving you this shit, I'm going to give you just about half more so you can see some other shit. Man, this motherfucker ended up calling PayPal, and I had a problem. Because once I gave him all this shit, and he wanted the rest of the shit for free, he just got the trigger. And you know, I've been fucking with PayPal a long time, and I could win. But I don't even want none of that shit on my mind now. And this motherfucker, you know, I told him, look, man, this is what I'm going to do. And I did. I ain't going to tell you what I did. But I told him, and he just let everything alone. It was cool. Why? Because I did probably what he wanted me to do. But I'm in business. Man, sometimes you got to lose. But you pick those. And with this motherfucker, since I ain't never selling him nothing else, and this motherfucker already done called me again. I mean, I say called it. Email. I'm talking about email. He already emailed me talking about, you know, blah, blah, blah. Nigga, please. If I knew I'd have blocked you off of motherfucking, emailing me, should I do that? Because I'm sick of hearing from the motherfucker. I ain't selling me nothing else. Now, you know what I'm telling you? I'm telling you that I fucking believe in what I'm doing. And I ain't gonna hardly allow you or no other motherfucker change how I'm doing it. Well, if you're in business, you ought to want, man, fuck you. That's the way I'm in business. You know I'm like that. Some of you fuck with me because I'm like that. And in reality, them is the motherfuckers I never have problems out of. And if anybody gonna graduate, it's them. Because when life tell them motherfuckers, fuck you, them niggas keep rolling. Life ain't gonna make them fuck they self like life make you motherfuckers do. So you better understand, I be having problems. Shit be motherfucking going on. And my motherfucking ass have to deal with it. I ain't got nobody fucking with me. So hold on, let me light my goddamn cigar. Now. The trucker's version. Because this is what started it all. I was thinking to promote this trucker's thing because, you know, every couple of years I promote the trucker's thing. And I'm promoting it, blah, blah, blah. And then I open my mouth and I say, you know what, I'm, you know, not just the truckers, but the regular motherfuckers that come to Sidewalk University can do this. Because now I'm giving the truckers the whole thing shot for 500. That's a deal for them. And they've been jumping on it. And I'm just, well, shit, I'm going to give, you know, the Sidewalk University, because that's my thing. I'm going to give them the same deal, the course and tuition for 500. I don't care who's getting the best deal. I don't give a fuck. But both of them know 500 is the deal. And that's where I'm coming from. So, on the trucker's part, besides the fucking new information, it includes Sidewalk University's input. Otherwise, the things that make Sidewalk University unique, and what makes that unique is how you have to physically go do it. We've implemented that in the trucker's version. And it's dope the way I did it. I ain't no trucker. I don't know how the hell I thought of that shit, but you truckers get the shit and see. If I gotta hear or read some shit about game that you motherfuckers believe or think, when will any of what you say represent the gain you're supposed to receive? Not what you believe, but what's supposed to be received. See, the most disrespectful thing about it. Now, one of you motherfuckers will shout it. We use to shout this game. You all whisper the shit through a straw. And you know you can't yell because you got to keep your lips tight around a straw. Then, right about, you write about what you claim you saw. See, me, I'm like a tree. You know, a strong fucking tree. Standing by the sea. Weathering all storms. Staying true to form. Because the game in me has always and will always be reborn. Hey, being real, what it's all about. Staying down and dirty without any motherfucking doubt. Expressing, dressing, game repping, because this game keeps me stepping. I'm being real with you, man. When will these fucking rappers start rapping about something real? When are they going to rap about a relationship? Because I was in a conversation with some youngsters, and it was like Teddy Pendergrass and OJ. They just like, woo. And I told them something they didn't realize. See, man, those groups for dudes like me that wanted to be slick, those dudes is what helped us develop our conversation. We fucking used a lot of the shit they said when we was talking to a bitch. Because they were saying some fly shit. You know, talking to a bitch. You know when it's about hello. Motherfucker, the Isley Brothers made that song saying hello 700 times. Different ways. I'm just saying, man. The rappers, killing this nigga, killing that nigga. You know, everything but having bitches, you know, really like them because they motherfuckers. Some bitches will like you if you will kill a nigga. But most bitches don't want to fuck with that. 95% of the bitches don't want to fuck with that. So if you just want to limit yourself to them 5% knucklehead bitches that want to deal with that shit, then that means you want to have a beef with some other nigga that's a rapper because there ain't enough bitches to go around for all y'all to have your own bitch, so you're going to be fucking with another motherfucker's bitch. Yeah. And then you're going to get killed. Is that what you fucking want? Man, you guys better listen to me. And you better start trying to think about how to live. Because, you know, me, I mean, talking shit about pimping, you know, that rhymes only matters if it don't fade with time. Period. That shit that these rappers be talking about, I mean, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, they do that shit now. Read. I see something you don't see. Okay, man. Come on. How you gonna say that to a broad? Man, you got to understand if you fucking with shit that ain't gonna fade with time, and at least one of the lines represent game like all mine. Every motherfucker. Thing I said in rhyme is going to represent it because after all, it's about this motherfucking game. It's about this game if you say a pimp is what he claims. Your way in the life's hall of fame is pretending to be about this game. At one time, I would be turning it up all night this whole month because it's my motherfucking birthday month. But one good thing that I got from fucking with one of them goddamn three amigos, Dean, Steve the Dean, is that he, on his birthday, he used to do something for his audience. And I picked that up. That's why I'm doing this on my birthday. I mean, I can't do what he did because I don't have the kind of shit he had. But what I'm saying is he did whatever he did because it was to thank his audience. And whereas the average motherfucker want to receive some goddamn birthday gifts. No, I'm giving it to you. And the gift is whatever you want it to be. If you want it to be $50, that's what it would be. If you want it to be $1,000, that's what it would be. Because I'm giving you. Well, I'm giving, actually, it would be more than that. I'm going like 60% off. See, at one time, like I said, I just would be just partying like a motherfucker. And that's because I thought or felt, you know, my birthday was important. And a lot of people thought that. Not that my birthday was important, but celebrating my birthday was important. So we would celebrate, talk shit, blah, blah, blah. And what I'm saying is the first night, because I'm telling you, I do this all month, or I did this all month. I ain't been doing it this time, but I did do more than I usually be doing. 716, I see you just got up in there, man. I was wondering where y'all at. What's happening, bro?
Hey, what's going on, bud? I just wanted to say how much I appreciate you after taking your course. It's been 2-3 years, right?
And yep.
Still to this day.
Paul?
Yeah, this Paul.
Hey, I recognize that voice. Go ahead.
Still to this day, man, you know, think it, do it. I might not even have a way or see where I'm going to get there, but I just know what I want to do. I just start doing some shit, and that shit is just coming to me, man. Down to the littlest shit. Like, man, I don't want to eat as much sugar. I wonder what the fuck else I could eat. Man, I get up, all kind of shit come to me. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just sitting there trying to think about it over and over. Man.
Hey, man, I'm trying to tell all you guys from the very beginning, this shit is not about catching bitches. Because once you motherfucking have confidence, your whole world opens up to you because you make decisions you never would have made before. And the difference now is that a nigga know what to do and know how to think. And he believe what he think. You believe in yourself much more, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, no doubt. It's the belief, start to leave believing into knowing. I know how this go. All I gotta do is stay down.
Well, man, I love it, Paul. That's some good shit. Hey, you heard about the dinner this weekend? This last weekend?
Man,
it was Bob. Wasn't you in the group with Click?
Yeah, we was all in that joint.
Click was there, Cameron was there, Dave Adams was there. I mean, everybody was there, man. Not everybody. Just a few representatives. But it was dope, man. All right, Paul, be cool. All
right.
So, check in. You want to know the truth? I'm sure you do. I had people who I got hella game from. Otherwise, they showed me the ropes in certain aspects of my life. But not one of them ever thought of themselves or referred to themselves as mentors. There is a such thing as a mentor. But the best mentor is the one that wants to mentor you. How many of you just because you see a person that qualified to be a mentor and you know them, they want, how many of you think that motherfucker want to mentor you? See, that's my point. None of you ever even thought of that. It ain't gonna work if the motherfucker you fucking with don't want to do it. It ain't gonna work if a motherfucker fucking with you and you don't want to do it. Unless both of you motherfuckers want to do it, what you want ain't gonna jump off. So, like I said, it's a such thing as a mentor. But in reality, the word came about and has been promoted just like every other word comes out. It's so psychologists, sociologists, just lawyers. So different people can make money. That's all the word is. And it just, they make money by showing you another way to pay them. Well, we need you to go to counseling. And when you've done 100 hours of counseling, blah, blah, blah. You know, what I'm saying is the counselor and whoever the lawyer, whoever set it up is hooked up. You can, I need you to go to counseling. Here, take this card and call this guy. They don't say, I need you to find yourself a counselor and go get counsel. No. Because it's all about making money. We all have mentoring people or things in our lives. And, you know, we don't have to pay these motherfuckers to mentor us. We don't have to wait in some kind of line to see these motherfuckers. I mean, unless you do have to pay. Mentoring is a way or an avenue for you to learn or improve. Psychologists make you believe if something was missing in your life, like a father figure, you should latch on to whoever is in your life that's representing manhood. I mean, that's so much goddamn bullshit. Because a representative does not necessarily have to be in your life. You can just know what you want or what's missing or have a feeling and you can find it. My point is I just can't stand definitions or people believe in all these goddamn things in life that's really just life things make you. Wait, what's up, 832?
What's going on, bud?
Nothing, man. What's happening?
Man, chilling, man. I got a quick question. This is really just, I was listening to the show, but I was a little behind, and I heard you say something that I was just talking to somebody about. Like you said about the rappers making music, like real shit. And me being a blues baby, I was going to ask you, can I just email you a song and you just give me your opinion on it?
No, excuse me, I'm not a music critic. I ain't into that shit. But what I'm saying is this, bro. I ain't saying you good or nothing. But just by you explaining the way you get down, you got shit with content. These rappers don't have no content. They just rhyme. They just, you know, just no content, nothing in their songs. And then they repeat the idiot rhyme over and over. Mary had a new lamb. Fleece was white as snow. Come on, man. That shit is so stupid to me. And all these young motherfuckers talking about, that's why they ask me, man, well, what do you say? Well, fuck you. I'm not telling you what to say. Listen to some 70s, 60s. Listen to some music where the motherfucking men in the group was singing. Because I tell my students, man, when you really got your shit together and you start busting on a woman, it's almost like a soul song. You know, if you flowing properly, your pace is going right, your breathing and the tone of your voice is matching what you're saying, and if you're doing it right, baby is hypnotized. They women just
I agree.
They're melodic, man, in how they respond. And if your shit fit in any way, and she likes you, man, come on. I teach that shit, man. That's some real shit. But I agree with you, man. I'm going to tell you this. You know my email?
Yes, sir.
Send the shit, man.
I'm going to send it. And I'm going to tell you something that fucked me up before I called you. I was driving home, and you know what I was listening to? And you're going to already know why it fucked me up. That song, I'm a Soul Man, and I thought about that.
Sam and Dave, baby.
Well, I thought about your ass, and I hit you on the live. I say, man, hold on, I got to pop. Fuck that. Yeah,
I'm
man,
a
I just want to get
man.
Your
That's
opinion
right.
on it.
All right, bro,
man,
hit
going
me.
On with the show, man.
Yeah, hit me, man. See, you know, I don't, I just ain't going to ever need anything but me. Now, there's things that can help me, can assist me, can, you know, speed things up that I could use. But I wish I would not do something because I ain't got it. I'll just take a little longer, you know, than the motherfuckers that do that. My thing is, I ain't gonna need nobody because, you know, I'm sharp. That mentor cannot live your life. So in reality, it's still going to be up to your motherfucking ass to do what's necessary to appreciate your goddamn self and find a way to manhood. You know, we all talk about manhood, man. We all talk about it. We got our, when I say we, motherfuckers that have videos and shit. But have any of you really wondered why that's so important on everybody's list? Well, it's because it's gone. There is no manhood. Motherfuckers is bitches. And they know it. And they don't care. They cutting their eyebrows, combing their eyelashes. Man, these dudes is tripping today. 414, what's going on, brother?
Yo, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you were to, like, sit me in the room, right, and just give me the game as far as the fundamentals and everything that I need to know before I hop in without, you know, how long do you think it'll take?
Man, you will never get the game. Never. You know why? That shit you just asked. Shows you ain't even qualified. Ain't no motherfucker gonna sit you in the room and tell you the fundamentals of the motherfucking game. You gotta go out, do whatever the fuck you do, know some nigga that know more than you, and then you some kind of way get up around that motherfucker and y'all gotta get to kicking it. And you gotta some kind of way tell that motherfucker whatever situation you going through without asking him shit. And he gonna kick it. Oh yeah, man, I had that kind of shit go on a whole bunch of times. Man, when that shit go, nigga gotta ask, you get the game if you in it.
Right.
Write what? What the fuck do you mean?
I'm saying right. I agree with you. Why are you so mad? I was just asking because
Listen to me, man. Ain't nobody mad. This is how I roll. This is how I operate. I don't talk to no motherfuckers faking. As soon as I hear it, I go off.
Oh, I'm not I'm not a pimp. I'm not no pimp or none. I'm not saying I'm a pimp. I'm just saying
I didn't say you said that. I said what you said made me think what I think. Because you asked how long do I think it would take if I was sitting in a room to lace you about this pimping.
Right.
That's a sucker question. How do you think motherfuckers sitting in some kind of public place overhear something that you say that make them want to go outside and wait on your motherfucking ass?
Because they say, look, I don't know the game, bro. All I know is what I hear, and they say the game is to be sold and not told. So I thought that the way that you get in, the way that you get laced is that the fact you are pay your OG and everything, and he'll lace you up. That's what I thought.
Listen, don't you want to know what game is to be sold and not told? Don't you want to know what it means?
Right. Yeah.
How come you didn't ask that? Whatever you asked stemmed from you thinking game is to be sold and not told. Now, if you think that, and what you think game is to be sold and not told, what you think it means is ass backwards wrong, what do you think you believe in?
So what does that mean then, since I'm using it?
Game is to be sold and not told, that means you motherfuckers sit up talking to broads about whatever, trying to be however slick. And then when they get through talking to the bitch go up and go wherever she going, and the nigga go wherever he going. That's not game. Game is when you open your goddamn mouth, whoever you're selling something. You talking about whatever the fuck you're talking about. Could be pimping hoes if you're a pimp. Could be going in the bank and withdrawing some money that ain't yours. But what I'm saying is when a motherfucker decides that that's what they going to do, then I'm saying, shit, man. You know, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
What am I saying?
You said this whole thing. This is what you're saying. You saying go out there, go out there. You can't just get the game on the internet or just pay somebody to give you the game and they sit you in the room and just tell you the game. You got to go out there and get under OGs.
Hey, wait! Everything but the last statement. You do want to get under OGs, but that ain't what you go out there for.
Right.
You go out there to get whatever game you can get. And while you're out there, you're going to see some OGs. And you're going to ease your way up under them motherfuckers by doing the correct things. And then the correct things in your case would be shut your motherfucking mouth and acknowledging when you hear one of them niggas say something slick, and then you say, oh, man, you know what, I was thinking that shit. Something like that. You do that a couple of times around that motherfucker. Then you and that dude kind of have a one-on-one, man, you know what I'm saying, bro? You go buy a bottle, y'all cowboy or whatever. I'm saying you got to play your way in the getting game, man. You can't go ask for it. So when I asked you what do you think make a motherfucker overhear something you say and go wait on your ass, is some sucker shit like you just said. You might have fucking bought everybody a drink and you pulled out your money, not really flashing, but you flash. And then you say, yeah, man, you know, I be wondering what a motherfucker, how long would it take, whatever that question was you asked. And the motherfucker over here that shit. Man, that nigga's a damn fool. Shit, you thinking what I'm thinking? man, we got to wait on that nigga. Man, that's how niggas think.
Yep.
I'm saying, you say why I'm so mad. That's why I'm mad. You said shit gonna get your ass killed.
Got you. I appreciate that, bro.
You know it. 409, what's up with you?
Hey. Hey, peace and blessings, Rosebud. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing very well.
Hey, man, Dig, check this out. I won't keep you long, man. I just wanted to ask a question about the course. I believe it's a Confidence Sidewalk.
Come on, let's go.
Yeah, where would I go to make a purchase for that? Because I definitely need to get in on this.
Listen, brother, I'm going to tell you this, and I hope you remember it.
Okay.
Go to paypal.com.
Right.
You know that. You know what that is, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then when you get on paypal.com, you select the tab that says send money.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you go send the money, it asks you where you want to send it to. And it has to be someone's email. So if you want to send it to me, you got to send it to AskRosebud with 2 D's at gmail.com. Then when you send that, when you put that in there, you put the payment in, say what it's for, and hit send. Once I get it, I'll hook you up.
All right, bet. I definitely appreciate that, brother. We still doing your birthday special for that?
You know it. And
all
just
right,
so everybody know, my birthday is November 21st. If you want to get out before the end, let's say you want to get out after the end. It would be $1,400. But if you want to get out before then, it would be $500 for the same shit you would get for $1,400. It's just you're getting it before my birthday, and it's a special. You know, but it ain't.
Okay.
You paying right now, but it's not for this semester because this semester is almost halfway done. It's for January semester.
Okay.
All right.
So the course is starting January. The course is starting January.
As far as you coming to Sidewalk University. But once you send $500, I send you the course right then.
Okay. Bet. Okay. All right. Definitely. Appreciate it, brother. I'm definitely going to hop on that.
All right, bro. For sure. So think about this, fellas. Just, you know, I know I talk crazy, but just think about this. When it comes to mentors, who says you need to have one? Well, I'm saying, in the 1800s, there was mentors, but they weren't identified as mentors. But they were. But then, in the 1900s, shit is advancing. And it now is like halfway through the 1900s, 1950. Shit is really advanced. Now they seeing and identifying different things. Man, people will pay for this. People will pay for that. Otherwise, just kicking it with about how you grow an apple orchard is now some sort of science, and people got to pay to learn. So I'm saying, that's all mentoring is. And if your mentor said, you know, some shit, like you got to have a mentor, then you better check his goddamn credentials. Because ain't no motherfucker got to have no mentor. I learned from so many different sources. But I can honestly say I've had four mentors in my life. I'm just saying, man, my women, you know, they always get upset at me because they think I underplay myself concerning the things that I be doing, like this sale. Because, you know, when they see I'm doing some kind of deal, they are, why are you doing that? They need this. You should be up in the... Which I like to hear that. But that's not what gravity is. You know, she had said her opinion. And I told her, you know, look, I'm going to do what the fuck I know I should do. And you just ride the wave if it's cool. And, you know, I guess that pissed her off. Hold on. 254, what's going on?
What's going on, bud? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
Man, I am most certainly, without a doubt, fantastically well, man. That damn special you dropped, man, was right on time, bro. I already didn't hit your PayPal with that 500, bro. So I know once you're done with your show, you know, whatever. But, man, I'm so excited, bro, because I was just sitting here saying to myself, man, I just can't wait to get into that semester for January.
Hold on one second.
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm doing the show, nigga. What's up, nigga? Come on here. Nigga, this is
going to
be some
dope. Hey, man, you don't have to start trying to get me some.
Huh?
No, the weed do stay right there.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on. I got him up. Come on, nigga. Hey, y'all, my nigga here. Hey, what's up, nigga?
What's up, man?
Come on, get in there, nigga. Let me go to the where you can see yourself. hey, y'all. This my nigga. Y'all know that. What's up, man?
What's up, bud? Just coming from getting some weed, man. Nigga live not too far from you. Just moved.
What?
Yeah.
That shit's some good.
Hell yeah.
Well, okay, nigga.
It look good, smell good. I ain't smoked it yet.
Well, go look it up, and I'm finna talk shit, unless you got something to say, nigga.
No. Hey, top over to y'all. All right, man. I've been going in and rolling this joint, man.
All right. Hey, you motherfuckers. All I'm saying, where I'm coming from, is that the motherfucking bitch, you know, I didn't say it, whatever. And she was, later that evening, you know, she bringing my damn dinner. And she say, here. Man, you know, I don't play that shit. Because I know the bitch usually say, here your dinner, baby. So I gave her a look. And, you know, she turned around and walked off as if this wasn't shit. So I chuckled to myself. I said, this bitch really mad about this motherfucking shit. But let me tell you something, man. I sat down and started eating. That dinner fucking took my mind off everything. But I don't let shit slide. Because when I'm, well, just like I don't let shit slide, I'll reward real shit, too. Because when the bitch stand up and take the shit properly, you know, I give it up. You know, I don't really like say, baby, that's the kind of shit I really, you know, like, but she sees from my disposition for the rest of that day, mostly, that she did the right shit. So it's a give and take type thing. And if you don't make yourself understood as far as who the fuck you are and where you're coming from, when you make really big gestures, that fucking bitch ain't gonna know you made it. So I make sure they know. At least I do. So my thing is this. I know she see, or any one of my women, they see how hard I work on shit, and they just don't want me giving my shit away. So they don't like these sales I've been giving, but I've been killing them. Because think about it, 1,400 versus 500. Maybe you do want to spend 14. I ain't mad at you because you're spending it with me. Shit, I'm glad because my ace in the hole is I love what the fuck I'm doing. So if I got $50 for it, it would be just as rewarding as getting $5,000. You know why? Because it ain't about no money. It's about doing what the fuck I want to do, how the fuck I want to do it, when I motherfucking want to do it, and as long as I motherfucking want to do it. Period. You know, I didn't earn that. My nigga didn't earn that. That's why after all this motherfucking time. Hey, Tate, I got to bring it up, man. I told you I wasn't going to bring it up no more, man. And this nigga stole my bitch. And we still partners never fell out. But I got to admit, man, I don't like that nigga for getting that dick. Shit. No, on the real, that bitch shit ain't got nothing to do with what we talking about. My ace in the hole is I love his shit. I love his game. But at the same time, I know loving the game ain't gonna, you know, really do nothing for me unless I could show a whole bunch of other motherfuckers how to, you know, love this motherfucker. So what I'm saying is this. My motherfucking women, none of them, they better not never quit looking out for me and my welfare. So even though I'm going to shut the bitch down, when I'm doing a sale, that bitch better tell me, you just giving your shit away. And I'm going to say, look, motherfucker, it's my shit to give away. But I'm going to be glad because she's going to make me think about, do I want to give it away? Come on, man. If you listen to the bitch, this might make some sense. So, do you think a confident person worries about being confident? I don't really think they worry about anything, but I know goddamn well they have insecurities. The significant difference between a motherfucker that's confident and your ass is we identify the insecurity. And then we approach them motherfuckers with determination, unlike yours. Insecurity don't frighten a confident man or woman. Actually, it makes us happy that we can still see we're like, there's room for progress. Because that's all insecurity does, make us see how we need to work. If insecurity had its way, even with a confident motherfucker, it would weaken them. But a person who knows how to deal with insecurity finds it a tantalizing piece of life's pie. And all you want to do is enjoy it. You see, once a person with confident look out or look on life and spots insecurity after playing with the shit for a while, we get rid of it. I have two of the dopest three of the dopest representatives a person could want. Nigga, I'm going to hit. You need some paper. Nigga, quit wishing. Don't nobody give a fuck. You know, No, nigga, right there on the table in the front. Look in one of them cups. Okay, so what was I saying? Black motherfucker came back here.
Threw you off, didn't
you? Hey, Tate, but that's why I got notes. I'm right back on. I got three of the dopest references a person could want, and guess what they are? Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The problem for me was the waiting. I know I should be patient, and I want to bloom, but I keep having these motherfucking flashes that I won't get to bloom. As a, you know, my pimp hand got better. Hey, Tay, you hear me, nigga? I didn't say it got better because I came up to Hollywood and fucked with your motherfucking ass. Understand, nigga, as my pimp hand got better, you know, as I matured into a full-fledged motherfucker, at the top of the heap in the game, yet I still was thinking something can derail me. I'm fucking with giants now. I'm fucking around with, if that's the case, Denzel Washington. It wasn't really him, but they was Denzel Washington of the pimping. Shit, motherfucking Wesley Snipes of the goddamn pimping. Shit, motherfucking Mariah Carey as the hoe. Shit, boy, we see some real shit now. I probably ain't gonna never be totally comfortable until I know it's over for my black ass. Otherwise, I'm laying in the bed. I'm about to die. And I'm saying, well, okay. I guess it's cool. Jesus Christ. I hate to think like that, but that's what time it is. So my point, where I'm coming from. I'm stoked about the process of living my dream because it's going so smoothly for me. Even though shit is fucked up, you heard me talking to the IRS. 170 is what they come out of. So I'm just saying, sometimes things go on just to make you think. Now, you could be saying some shit like this. This dude wrote this to me. Hey, bud, let me know when you do that live stream because I definitely want to catch it. I've had your courses since, listen to this, 2012. I probably listened to them at least 200 times. And each time I catch something new. I know the course works because people tell me all the time, it's something different about you. Even people I don't know, male and female, go out their way to strike out conversations with me. I've learned game as a motherfucker. And anybody that gets that course is going to be laced for sure. See, you motherfuckers can think what you want to think about your station in life. But if there is something you believe you have not discovered inside of you yet, get this course. I'm sure you can find a million things to do with $500. But in reality, this is one inexpensive thing that is absolutely for you. Now.
Right.
Who said right?
But you left me on hold when you went to go after the dope.
Oh, God damn. All right, man. My bad, man. Shit. Hey, I'm tripping because my nigga in here, man. I'm trying to hurry up so we can kick him. But I ain't going to let this motherfucker make me fuck off my show, man. You know, the motherfucker coming over didn't even nap. Didn't even tell me. Didn't even call me. Just showed up. He know I was going to, be all excited. And I love this nigga. You guys know that, right? I love it. Well, wait a minute. My dick dragged the ground. This nigga's dick dragged the ground. So I ain't talking about loving him like that. I'm talking about on the respect tip. You know? See, this is what's really going on. And you need to understand this. When women say they're looking for when women say they are a strong black woman, why don't they just say what they really mean? They mean they're a knuckleheaded motherfucking bitch. So I say KHBs. That's how I say it. Every time one of them KHBs say that goddamn shit, it's after they have in some way acted in an ass toward a man. And whenever they say, he's a strong black man, it's after she done shitted on him. And he didn't do a motherfucking thing about wiping the shit off. I just wish them KHVs would speak English and say what they really mean. I'm so fucked up. Look, I'm finna go on StreamYard. I'm gonna see what you motherfuckers is saying. And if I want to respond, I will. And if I'm not responding, I'm gonna be gone in a minute because I got a lot of shit to do. Plus, my nigga here. Okay, most savages, ain't nobody telling you that. It's something about you before the course. Then you need to become more comfortable. Okay, man, that's real. Insecurities are indications that a man don't know himself fully. Because without accepting, because without accepting his flaws, he will never be confident in himself. Well, you know what, man, goddammit. The one thing about you fucking commenters, you motherfucking in the chat room motherfuckers, the shit you saying can really be bomb as far as the kicking about. But you would rather sit in this motherfucker and just say some shit so somebody can just say, okay, that's dope. Why don't you motherfuckers want to talk to me about these fucking points that you have? Hey, Mossberg, Scotty, yes. And you better hurry up because you ain't got but the Sunday. So all you guys, understand Rosebud. Rosebud care, but I don't give a fuck that I care. I just don't. I mean, I'm a care, and when you talking to me, and that's the part of me you talking to, that caring ass nigga, you gonna get that. But then don't catch me when I don't care. Nigga, you all right? All right. Hey, you guys. I'm gone.